Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
A tiny insect is literally sucking the life out of hemlock trees in the eastern United States. The hemlock woolly adelgid was first spotted in Virginia in the 1950s. Since then, it's hit roughly half the hemlocks from Georgia to Massachusetts. Some beloved old groves, like those that shaded streams of Shenandoah National Park, are gone. Now the little adelgid is headed north. Emily Guerin tagged along with an entomologist in York, Maine, to see how scientists in the nation's most forested state are trying to keep the bug at bay.
Allison Canody is pacing up and down the banks of a wooded stream. She stops in front of a hemlock tree, rolls up the sleeves of her oversized Forest Service uniform, and runs her hands over the branches, squinting in the bright sun.
It's important to look under the undersides of the branches because when hemlock woolly adelgid populations are low, the infestations aren't going to be very visible from above.
Canody is on the front lines of the battle against the hemlock woolly adelgid. The pest feeds on the tree's needles, buds, and twigs, and is an efficient killer. Infested trees don't last much longer than 4 years.
This hemlock's in really good health. You can see it's got a lot of new growth on it, and it's actually still pretty vigorous, and it actually has pretty low adelgid populations. The next tree that will release that over there, actually it's in pretty poor health and has really high adelgid populations.
Canody points to a tree she describes as one of the worst looking in the state. Some branches have bare spots, and its needles are dry and brittle. She turns the branches over, looking for the insect's trademark cottony masses. But there are other ways to tell if a tree is infested.
And what you'll notice is a general lack of new growth. Because of that, you get premature needle drops. The needles will actually fall off. And that's why the crown looks thinner, because it's losing those old needles that it would normally hold on to for 3 years. It's losing them more quickly.
The woolly adelgid is already threatening a southeastern species with extinction, the Carolina hemlock. But Canody and other Maine Forest Service entomologists aren't standing by while the adelgid eats its way through the state. Instead, they're using biocontrol to keep it in check. Essentially, they're fighting bugs with bugs. Canody rips open a box packed with plastic deli containers and crumpled newspaper. Each container is stuffed with dry straw and crawling with $500 worth of black beetles. At over $2 apiece, they're pricey little insects. But they feed vigorously on adelgid, their only known prey. Canody reaches for a container and peels off the lid, shaking the contents out onto a branch.
They should be ready to feed when we release them, and they're going to fly around quite a bit, and so you may have them land on you and go up your nose and that sort of stuff, so just a warning.
They're really small, a lot smaller than I thought. They're like almost the size of, you know, a couple periods on the end of a sentence.
Yeah, they're tiny. They're just a couple of millimeters maybe, and it really makes sense because their prey is also very small.
The Forest Service believes these little beetles are the hemlock's best hope for combating the woolly adelgid. If the adelgid wins, it's not only the hemlocks that lose. The trees play an important, irreplaceable role in the ecosystem, especially along streams.
Hemlocks shading the stream actually influence the water temperature, influence survival of some of the macroinvertebrates living in the stream. On very small streams, on headwater streams, they can extend the seasonality of those streams. They're much more important than maybe initially apparent, I guess.
Pesticides are more effective against the adelgid, but scientists try to avoid using them near streams. And even though the predator beetles are adept adelgid eaters, entomologists know that it's impossible to eliminate the invasive insect. Allison Canody says that's not their goal.
With these predators, we aren't trying to eradicate hemlock woolly adelgid. That's not really possible anyway. We're just trying to bring their populations below damaging levels.
While Canody and other entomologists work on killing adelgid, lawmakers in Maine are also trying to slow down the insect spread. The adelgids move slowly by themselves, but can hitch a ride in firewood. And since Maine is a popular camping destination, the risk is high. So a new law makes it illegal to bring firewood into the state. But Canody says humans inadvertently aid adelgids in other ways. Climate change is a major boost to the insects.
I mean, an example of what a warm winter does, this year we only had about 17% mortality on average across the sites that we sampled for overwintering mortality. I've only been doing this for 4 years, but in those 4 years, that is, you know, more than half as low as any of the other lower readings that I've had. And we really want to see over 90% mortality in order to see sort of a stable population of adelgid as opposed to an expanding population of adelgid.
The odds are certainly stacked in the adelgid's favor. Entomologists like Kanodi aren't even sure how effective biocontrol is. It takes multiple releases over many years for the beetles to become established enough to make a dent in the adelgid population. And by then, the adelgid may have moved elsewhere. But there are some signs of progress. The predator beetles seem to be settling in and are spreading to other infected hemlocks. And Kanodi is releasing more beetles whenever she can get a hold of them, usually about once a year.
Biocontrol is a real long-term commitment, really. I mean, we're sort of investing for the long term here. We don't expect to see magic results overnight.
Or even within a couple of years. But the hope is that the firewood ban and the beetles will slow the adelgid down, giving foresters time to come up with better ideas to combat the infestation. For Living on Earth, I'm Emily Guerin in York, Maine.